The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Young guys, last, now everybody go talk breakfast.
Talking Heads with Marty is brought to you by ETC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Wednesday, January 18th edition of Talking Heads is on in pop, and your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this hump day, Wednesday edition. And I hope it's been a good one for you. We're going to make that ride home fun for you. You know, we got lots to talk about today, open line edition. So like I said, we'll get to that in short order. But before I get you there, I want to put you in a good place, in a good space. All right, so I got your brain teaser lined up. You know what you're playing for, Joker's Wild Party Passes. Lunch or dinner, your choice from Naughty Johnny's. Dunkin' Donuts coffee mugs. And those $5 fillers from KFC. Yeah. All right, you hooked. All you got to do is answer my mind-bending brain teaser. And today's Wednesday. So you know how we chime it in. We open up the lines and the text lines. It's free for all. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. Let's go. Now, here's your teaser. And I don't know if I should make this hard for you or easy. I think it's Wednesday. I think the brain's been sparking up enough for the week. You all can answer a hard one. Text us. You all calm down, but you all ain't even let me reach good yet. You all fired up today. Okay, we can get to that. Text to calm down. We can get to that. All right. So here's what we're working with. Here's your teaser for today. All right? Here we go. Boy, look at these some good ones, you know. These some good ones today. Mr. Producer, be all fine. He's from today. Bam. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women. Okay, 100 Bahamian women surveyed. 55 out of 100 said you could always find these in their purse. Regardless, you could always find these in their purse. 55 out of 100 Bahamian women surveyed, or 55%, said you could always find these in their purse. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour. You got your answers, you know. You got your chance to get your answers in. All right? All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Marty, what's happening?
What's happening?
Everything is good, man.
I'm good, man. Who's this?
Mysteries Ultra.
Oh, man, look at where you just come from. Hey. Kermit, Mr. Happening? Producer, you see Mystery Dolphin chiming in the 4 o'clock hour? Ah, Lord. But don't let Pearly hear you. You know, Pearly looking for you.
I was trying to get on, man, but you and Pearly was talking too long.
Oh, yesterday. That's what you always can say. We know your number, man. We know when you chime in. We put you right through, so don't give me that.
Last week, too, I was trying to get in, but y'all was talking, man. I was trying to get in.
Anyway, your Dolphins done. Make out. We're still playing on.
Y'all looking good, but y'all got a serious piece of defense coming up with the 49ers.
Well, hold on. The 49ers got a serious piece of defense coming up with us, too. Me and Sharp Liver.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe y'all could do that. Y'all could take that one out. I believe that. But that
they got a weak back end, man. Their secondary is weak, and I'm telling you, we got to talk their secondary. But the 49ers are a great team, man. They're a good team. They're a really good team. They got a great coach. They got a lot of history. They're the best team in football. We're just lucky to be on. We're just lucky to be on the same field with them. That's how good they are.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah,
y'all put that one off. Y'all going straight to Super Bowl, brother.
Yeah, we just happy to be in the moment, man. San Francisco is such a good team. Dallas don't even have a chance, but we're just glad to be there, man.
Yeah, I agree. Good game, though.
Mm-hmm. I keep it sarcastic all the way through.
Absolutely, I know. I know you got all kind of helium up in you now, all kind of
Man, look here. Cheaper one like us have it because y'all ain't got no air. Y'all well deflated. Y'all out of there.
Very much so. Very much so. We can't catch ourselves right now.
But anyway, you know, I got a grill waiting on you and Pearly, all right? So guess what? We got to finish this deal.
I know. Yeah, that deal's going to be finished. Don't worry about that. We got you.
All right, man. Well, I hope to hear from you soon in 5 o'clock hour and Pearly here, all right?
Yeah, your answer to the quiz is Bobby Pinn.
No, not Bobby Pinn. That's a good answer, but that ain't it.
Okay.
All right, think about it and call me back. Good to hear from you, man. Don't be no stranger. Who we got next there, Mr. Producer? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, buddy, this is Al, man. You're looking at lipstick and powder puffs.
Good answer, but that's not it, my brother.
Okay, man. Take
all right,
care.
Think
how
about
those cowboys?
How about them cowboys? That's what I'm talking about.
Boy, listen, if Prescott could just do his thing, no interception, they can win.
I think so, man. I think you're onto something there, man. But don't forget, San Francisco's a really good team, man.
No, they are, but I think Dallas is on a little streak.
They might be the best team in football. We're just lucky to be out there on the same field with them in this opportunity, man. You know, being
there
with
them. If Dallas get past them, then you look at the Super Bowl, them and the Jaguars.
That's what I'm talking about. You see that dark horse over there? I like the Jaguars as a dark horse, too. I got the upset bird flying in Kansas City this week.
Yeah, listen, that's the dark horse. Got to watch out for the Jaguars, eh?
There you go, man. Don't talk it. We'll talk soon, man. Thanks for chiming in.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the first break, man. On the flip side of the break, I'll hit you up with your headliners. Who are always making headlines in the 242, brought to you by Fine Threads. We'll get into the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. And, of course, the lines will be opened up. Man, are you looking right here? No. We got no correct answer yet. Let me chime through this and see who answered first. Okay. All right, we are on this right now. We'll take a quick break, and on the flip side of the break, we'll be back at you with the Wednesday, January 18th edition of Talking Heads, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
To the young cast, last, now everybody go talk breakfast.
Talking Heads, the Wednesday, January 18th edition continues right now, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And let's get up into the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Check them out, both locations. Flagship store, top of the hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Or simply log on to finethreads.com. Do your shopping online. Arrange for pickup at any of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Both locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right, let's see what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views That Matter since 1844. And, you know, I felt out of sorts today. I'm like, why am I feeling out of sorts today? And, you know, when you got your headphone cord, you know, not in the right place. Yeah, when you got your cord in the wrong place or discombobulated, yeah, not too comfy. All right, but I'm looking at some of the headlines, like I say, blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian. FTX debtors discover substantial shortfall of digital assets represents substantially less than books suggest should be held by FTX. Now from the business segment of The Guardian today. Big headline today on the front page. We saved the day for FTX investors. PM defends regulatory regime while speaking in Washington. What, Mr. PM? All right. I know that's your story and you sticking to it. And whoever won't believe that is fine. But you were done in Washington. Just take the photo. That's what you're there for, the photo op. And say less. Ah, goodness. Addressing a story by Candia Dames. Addressing a forum in Washington, D.C. yesterday, Prime Minister Philip Davis defended Bahamian regulators and declared that the legislative regime in the Bahamas has in place saved the day for investors into the now-collapsed Bahamas-based FTX cryptocurrency exchange. I can't help it, man. I know a good joke when I say, save the day. Saving the day means you got a solution to all this. It's done. It's settled. And everything. No, you ain't saving no day now. You might be saving your... Anyway, don't let me say it. But not the day. Davis, who delivered a speech to Atlantic Council, an American think tank, was asked what steps his country is taking to work with U.S. regulatory bodies following the FTX failure and what some of the lessons are moving forward. Davis didn't point to any lessons learned, but said the FTX challenge is nothing new. Mr. Davis, you said you didn't learn nothing from this FTX experience? So you didn't learn nothing? So you already used to entertaining dudes like SBF to make us look stupid to the world? And make us look corrupt? And make us look like we don't... What? So you saying you didn't learn a lesson from this? Cool. Yeah, but he saw me coming in and do what he had to do with everything cool, and I ain't gonna learn for the next one, because if Joe Blow show up with the same song and dance and things is things and it flowing like sound, we can work with him too. My God. My God. See, Davis did not point any lessons learned, but said the FTX challenge is nothing new. What do you mean it's nothing new? It was a brand new space. It's a brand new form of money. Cryptocurrency, what do you mean? It's nothing new. Oh, you mean Ponzi and Loom ain't nothing new? Oh, okay. All right. All right. He didn't learn nothing? My God. My God. Cool. I didn't learn nothing. Sometimes you got to learn from your mistakes there, Mr. Davis. Or are you saying that you didn't learn any lessons because this wasn't a mistake? There would have been collaboration between our regulatory bodies between both countries before and other similar instances where banks collapsed back. Yeah, this ain't banks, man. This Sammy Friedman, Bankman-Fried, and all our money, all that crypto, all that real estate, money being moved 24 hours before it went bankrupt in this country by 1,500 payments, all of that. All of that? And you didn't learn nothing? My God, that speaks volumes. That speaks volumes. I don't care how old you are, how learned you are, what title you have, you can learn something new every day. My God. Anyway, let's move to the next story. Y'all chime in and let me know what you think about that one. Whoopsie-doo. Let me check out some of these texts. Boy, listen. Y'all off the chain today. All right, we got a winner, by the way, okay? We got a winner. Big up to Kenny Tinker. He chimed in with it first. The correct answer is tissue. All right? Tissue. Mm-hmm. And he chimed in with it first. All right. Let me check this one out. Hello, Naughty. My name is Dwayne Taylor from Pinewood Gardens, Sequoia Street West. My brother and I are unemployed and we are looking for work. We've been on numerous job fairs and sending numerous resumes with no success. Right now, we have no money or food. We just need a little assistance. If you can, all right. I won't read the age out, but yeah, that's fine. All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this information down, and I'm going to reach out to you guys. I think there might be, you know, some direction I could point you in, all right? But yeah, I understand things are rough out there. Has there been any assistance from your MP, Mr. LaRota in Pinewood? They love to claim Pinewood is a PLP bastion. Well, I would suggest to reach out to Mr. LaRota. I'd also suggest to reach out to Reverend Ellis. His church is in Pinewood. I have your information. I'll be in touch and try to point you in the right direction. And if you can, if you have some sort of resume or whatever, get it together for me so when I reach out to you, you can get that to me, all right? All right, Taylor, brothers, I got you all covered, man. All right? Yeah, but for the grace of God, go you, I. All right, let me see what I could do. All right, but I would agitate again to go down to your MP's office in Pinewood and let them know what's going on as well. They are there to serve you, all right? And then if you get no results, let me know again, and we'll deal with LaRota right here. Mr. LaRota right here. I still laughing though, Texas. Yeah, I didn't learn anything. Jesus. All right. Now here's where it gets kind of sad and sickening for me. Bella's pregnant mother remanded to prison until sentencing. Story by RTZ Davis. We discussed that yesterday with Tadar and crew from Rise. And Miss Major from Rise. And then here we are. Very sad situation. And it reminds us that there was a lot of agitation with the whole tragic Bella situation. But that's gone to the back pages. And until this popped up, nobody would have said nothing about it. We can't let these things go. We have to push for a better change. We cannot let this be Bella be in our death be in vain. We need to make the right changes out of this. Regarding the law, regarding punishment, regarding prevention, regarding the Marco alert, all of this. Another tragic story by Jared Higgs. Baby found dead. A 29-year-old man is assisting police with their investigation into the death of a 3-month-old baby who was found with injuries to her face. This is according to Chief Superintendent Kristalyn Skibbins. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, Nadi, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on there, Gardner?
Yeah, I'm good, and thanks, man. Nadi, I just didn't want to write. I know about digressing, right? But, man, you ever try to get something from a from the store, right? And in the Bahamas and can't find it? I mean, things that you need that's important to do a job.
Repeat that again, Gardner. You broke up.
You ever try to get something, right? From the store that you need to work with, right?
Uh-huh.
And can't find it in the Bahamas?
Yeah.
Man, that's terrible, man. You need... And then we talk about right? We need to grow our population to become a first world nation. Come on, man. All we need is one good supply store, one good hardware, where we can get everything we need. When we gonna come to that in this Bahamas, man?
Well, I hear the good crew down there at Premier Importers. I hear Chris and Danny leading them, getting ready to do some things in Dolores, too, getting ready to put a mega superstore right there on West Bay in the corner of St. Albans opposite the old Premier, a super-duper store. Like a Builders Depot, Home Depot, you know what I mean? Like, it's your Super Bowl. Y'all could go in there and freak yourself out. Or everything could be in there.
Nadi,
we're giving them a shameless plug now, so, you know, when they open, you know they got to advertise with me.
Nadi, this country is a joke, y'all. We got codes in this country where we overloading the building with steel.
Correct.
Right? They draw on a 3/8 stirrup for 8-inch wall. And the stirrup too, you know what I mean, 5x9, 3/8 stirrup, the stirrup too big for the wall. The wall say 8-inch, but the block say only 7 5/8. Come on, man. You understand? You go, I got a friend, he got a building he need to repair, he needs some Chico product. You got about 10 different Chico product and you could only find one in the Bahamas and only one supplier. What's going on with this?
Connect the dots, Gardner, follow the money.
Man, we gotta stop, man.
Sound like if only one product available, then you need to agitate for people to order more of the products y'all need.
What I'm saying, you got 10 different products.
Right.
One of 10 they got. Only that one product.
Listen, stay suggesting the other products, but if they want to stick to that one product, then let them know that it needs to be more. It's in demand. And you need to have more of it.
The one product could only do one job. It can't do the other application. You know, can't apply to the other jobs.
Then y'all got a little situation going on, man. Sound like you're not on a level playing field.
You can't find the material in the Bahamas. It's the same as a material called Chico product. You only can find one Chico product? Come on, man.
Okay. So now that's where you got to go to like the Chamber of Commerce and let them know you have businesses out here that only bring in X, Y, and Z and to better help us. We need more products or, you know, some of these products brought in. We have a market to purchase from you as contractors, but we also need you to be able to provide it for us. If you provide it, we will guarantee you the purchases.
This country is a joke, bro. Trust me, that's a big joke.
I don't think the country is a joke. I think we, as an electorate, are a joke because we keep electing the same jokey leaders over and over again, and they know they got us for conk, and they keep coming every 5 years and dropping a little 1-2, 1-2 on us, and it continues.
This is a third world country. We live in a third world country and don't have nothing to do with population, with our population size.
Boy,
nothing at all.
Gardner, I can't say you're wrong or not either.
But anyway, man, you know, man.
At least you got your Celtics to keep you entertained. They keep winning.
Yeah.
We'll talk later, Gardner. Be safe.
As long as they don't try to put them dead white boys who ain't Luka Doncic and people like him on, you know what I mean, to give them a take time and our rotation, we'd be all right.
All right, man, you good to go, man.
But
you know, if you're a real Celtic fan, you know, there always got to be a white boy in the rotation. At some point, a white boy always got to be on the court.
That's what this tool is saying. I mean, we can use Cardinal with us.
Listen, you didn't notice back in the day when Red Auerbach had it and Casey Jones, them two, you still could have gone 5 white with the Celtics. You had Greg Kite, you had Kevin McHale, you had Larry Bird, you had Jerry Sisnick, and then you had Whitman.
There was no dead white boys. There was good white boys.
Yeah, I know about Jerry Sheesting, but anyway, he was a lot of Sheesting.
Look how we let the boy, Neesmith gone. We let Neesmith gone. We let Lifer gone. What? Did the fine rotation die for dead white boys?
Anyway, hey, you got accepted, brother. You got accepted, man. You know he's gonna white boy gonna be on the court with the Celtics, Gardner. You gotta let that go. All right, before we get to the break, let me check the text lines as we slide out of the headliners into the buzz. And before I get out of the headliners, like I said, baby found dead. That's another tragic situation as that unfolds. And it seems like the same scenario. Women are leaving their children in the custody or in the care of men who they've continued, who they have a relationship with, or are friends of the family who are not the child's father. And these incidents continue to happen. There's a pattern developing here. And finally, you know, as we get out of the headline, his murder victim had reformed his life, mom says. And this coming from a man, the mother of a man who was shot and killed on Gibbs Lane off Inverview Road early Tuesday morning. Okay? And since then, we've had two more murders. Where are we going? It's like 8 or 9 for the year already. People, one every 2 days? Really? We're not in Fallujah, you know. We're not in Mexico and South America dealing with the cartel situation, you know. Come on, people. We're not in South Africa with their gang problem. Come on. Nadia, as someone who has just started in the government office, I can say now that it'd be hard to get this country out of the antiquated systems without spending millions. And it got to start from the top, but the top using basic systems and softwares. And for a millennial who knows better, it is frustrating. Oh, Lord. Musa, breathe my millennial posse, because I know how y'all go. When y'all millennials get fired up, y'all take matters into your own hands. Y'all start, you know, letting anonymous hack things and all type of crazy stuff. I know how y'all go. Musa. But Uncle Naughty got you. I'm mad at you. Because, that's what you came home for? That's what you got your degree for? To work in a system that's antiquated, with antiquated software and technology? No. No. Hey, I'm glad you texted at 4:21, Rose. But like I told you, I had a winner. Why? Because they texted at 4:19. Okay? Y'all aren't going to do this to me in 2023. Nope. The first winner called is the first winner that's going to get it. You ain't taking no legal cases this year, but 4:21 and all of that. They beat you long time. And you just catch yourself now to tell me you texting at 4:21, 20 minutes later? What's good? Bros, you need to try harder. Thanks for listening, but you need to try harder. Naughty, your caller was talking building supplies. I go to a certain restaurant, and they always sometimes never have conch. Wow. Naughty, another Bahamian man is dead, and it's only the 18th. The rate we're going, we'll have 20 women to one man in New Providence. I ain't complaining, but we're killing a lot of brothers. Wow. Naughty, seems like Brave is always tied to these Sams. First Samuel 90 knows, now Sam Bankman-Fried. Boy, you wanted something there, Dexter. Why the irony? Here's another one. Naughty, seems like the more Lincoln Bain exposes the behinds of these jokey leaders, the more they trying to sell us a dream of addressing the immigration issue. But they have no plan for what we can see on our streets, jobs, and coming out of our bushes. Yeah, but come on now, Dexter. Mr. Bain is a jokey leader in his own right. Come on now. Let's be honest. Let's be honest now. We're going to keep it 100. Okay? Okay? Now, how long is he going to stay on the immigration issue, though? Or the next hot narrative, he going to hop on that like he did with natural resources, carbon credits, cryptocurrency? So, yeah. But you're right. We got jokey leaders across the board. Now, we need to get out of that. Anyhow, as we continue with the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Y'all chiming in on point today. I got a lot to say. Here's another one. Naughty, can you imagine how crime going to go? We got 8 murders already, or more than 8 murders already, and Valentine's not even here. But y'all, listen. y'all's dark humor. I snicker sometimes at it, but really, look where we are. Look where we are. We got to make fun of that situation, but that's how rad times are out there. Crime is rampant. And I appreciate the texter reaching out early to me, and that's why I'm going to lend as much assistance as I can, because rather than take the route of doing something stupid or doing something illegal, they're reaching out for any ways or means to get the help that they can. So if I'm in any capacity to do so, I will. You have my word on that. And part of the thing that touched me is the fact that you haven't taken that course, which is so easy to take. So I will get you as much assistance as I can. All right, let's get out of the buzz. Let's take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, I'll hit you up with the global warming. We're seeing the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KSC NASA. Take my quick Dunkin' coffee break, and we'll get you ready for the news at the top of the 5 o'clock hour as the Wednesday, January 18th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Want to be the MVP of the party for the big game this year? Hey, win cash? Just take your favorite Frito-Lay chips, Cheetos, or Tostitos and salsa to the party, and you will be the MVP and have a chance to win cash. All you have to do is purchase any large Frito-Lay chips, Tostitos, salsa, or Cheetos from participating grocery stores. Put your info on your receipt, drop it in the box, and you're in with a chance to win. Check your grocery store for details. Final drawing is February 11th. Frito-Lay chips, distributed by Island Wholesale.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Your cast, last, now everybody go talk breakfast.
Talking Heads, the Wednesday, January 18th edition continues right now. Let's get up into the global warming. We're feeding up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, man, all right, hungry for deals? Don't miss out on KFC. They got some great deals going on for you, all right? The Genius Menu. That's what's going on, all right? So be sure to check them out. Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. And it's all part of the KFC Genius Menu. The KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and taste and is waiting on you at your favorite KFC Nassau location. It's part of that Genius Menu. Here's another great one for you. All right? KFC's great pick has got you covered. Pot with four thighs and four legs fried to golden perfection plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. That's more genius. You see that? Man, man, oh, man, oh, man. And don't forget, on Tuesdays, Crazy Tuesdays going on, five pieces for $10. You cannot miss that out on Crazy Tuesdays as well, all right? All that goodness going on for you at your favorite KFC location, original, spicy, or barbecue, or spicy barbecue waiting on you. So get on out there. And remember, drive-thrus open and frying until midnight, so you got ample opportunity to get your finger licking on. All right, let's see what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. All right. All right, then there's Lee Ware, an Australian fellow who has set the world record for the most Homer Simpson tattoos on his body at a whopping 55. If you sit down long enough, you could come up with something idiotic that will get you to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. Dancing with the Stars pros Peter Murgatroyd and Maxim Chemerovsky are expecting their second child together, and obviously it's going to be a good-looking one. Hopefully the kid can dance. Now, there's some speculation that the Idaho college killer Brian Koberger may have killed before. Say what? There'll be a public memorial for Lisa Marie Presley at Graceland this Sunday morning at 9 a.m., this coming Sunday morning. After the death of Lisa Marie Presley, Graceland will go to her three daughters, Riley, Harper, and Finley. Madonna announced her celebration tour, a 35-city global tour this year, starting July 15th in Vancouver, British Columbia, and wrapping things up December 1st in Amsterdam. Notice, two of the biggest, locations for legalized marijuana, medicinal and recreational, Vancouver and Amsterdam, bookend her tour. I wonder if Madonna's still smoking the sticky iggy iggy. Jeremy Renner is back home from the hospital after the snowplow accident, but he's got a lot of healing left to do. Michelle Pfeiffer and Jamie Lee Curtis were among the celebs who attended the Golden Globe Awards last week and came down with COVID shortly afterwards. Hunter Biden has gone to court to prevent the daughter he fathered with Arkansas stripper back in 2018 to use his last name. What a guy. Noel Gallagher of Oasis and his wife Sarah McDonald have announced they're getting divorced after 22 years together. And that's a wrap right there. On Your Global Woman, we're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Let me slide into a Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And as you head on home, don't forget, stop off at your favorite Dunkin'. They got some big things going on. The big flavor alert. Don't forget, the maple sugar bacon breakfast sandwich is back at Dunkin', available for you all day. It's the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Tap into that maple flavor today with Dunkin's maple sugar bacon breakfast sandwich. And get it as a combo or get it by itself. It's all good. And it's waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and of course, at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So, no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right, good first hour, y'all. Everybody chiming in, commenting, calling in, good stuff. We'll crank it up in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports right after the news. So, on this Wednesday edition of Talking Heads. Oh, listen, and I got to do something real quick before I get to the break. I got to shout out, a lot of all the branches are the hard members, the men and women are the hardworking members and the hardworking officers, the men and women, the officers that make up the Royal Bahamas Police Force. All right. And I appreciate all their efforts. Okay. Because while we're at home asleep, they risk life and limb to take care of us and make sure we're safe. And they're away from their families in the process while we're with ours, making sure that we're safe. And I know with 8 murders already and 2 more so far, between late yesterday and this morning, like 9 or so for the year, other incidents going on, it gets repetitious, it gets tired, it's stressful, It's hard out there on the front lines. So I'd just like to tip my hat to the hardworking members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, all the men and the women, especially my crew over there in the Echo unit, all right, Echo 23. Got a big up Roland Seymour, man. Every time I see them, they're on the scene of some unfortunate incident. They always buck up across a murder, a robbery, something. They're always out there working hard, man. And to see young officers have to go through this every day, I can only imagine the stress it puts on them, because you hate seeing this thing over and over again. So I tip my hat, man, to all the members the hardworking members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, all the men and women, and big up my crew over there at Echo, Roland, Seymour. And I believe one of you all is a 49er, so let me get this in now, because don't expect nothing from me the rest of the week, especially if you all try to beat my Cowboys. Anyhow, let's get to the news. We'll be back at you right here after the news on the Wednesday, January 18th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. Refined threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist. Refined threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Refined threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
when I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Your cast, last, last. Now everybody go talk breakfast.
Thank you. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Wednesday, January 18th edition continues right now, right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. All right, and we're into the 5 o'clock hour, so you know we're talking sports. 5.07 p.m. is the time, as a matter of fact. And we set it off like we always do with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, happy hour going on right now at Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Happy hour every Wednesday, every Friday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Today's Wednesday. Pop on down, check them out for hump day. Grab something to eat and enjoy some of those great highball cocktails they got going on down there. Give them a call, 377-7776. All right, before we get in today in sports history, let's go to the phone lines. I see the phone lines blowing up, so let's see who this is. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Hey, what's going on, Sparky? What's happening, Goblin?
Sorry, I got a little too late, but, you know, I had some friends came around to get some jujus.
And some brown bottles, eh?
Well, they brought the brown bottles.
And you delivered
the
jujus.
They actually came for the jujus.
Mm-hmm.
The jujus were falling by. But it was a, you know, to me it was a, sorry I'm calling you a little late, but to me it was a depressing day when I saw some of the things that's going around, the news and the headlines and everything in regards to this. I know you're in your sports time now.
No, I know, but I got a couple of minutes for you, Sparky. You all right with me?
But you know, Naughty, I mean, it reached the point now where, I mean, Naughty, I had tears in my eyes today when I see Bahamian people marching and a woman out there crying and asking our leaders to please stop now because this immigration problem has gotten to the point where the Bahamian people are becoming afraid in their own country. Because we're being taken over. I am tired of people saying that we don't have a problem. The Bahamian people know if we don't have already been taken over, we are very, very dire straits. And Naughty, I am afraid as a 71-year-old man, when I see even my children, with my grandchildren, saying, Daddy, we leaving the Bahamas and we might not be coming back anymore. I got a son up in Canada studying to be a pilot in university. He might be saying he's not coming back anymore. I have a daughter with three grandchildren in Orlando. They say they might not be coming back no more other than to see John Canoe or to go on the beach, in Cabbage Beach or something, to take pictures on the beach or to come back to get some conch salad occasionally and maybe to hail me. When my own Bahamian people, Naughty, start to leave the country because they're afraid of the violence that might kick up here because of people that come to our country, and if anything should kick up like a revolution or us against them, the way we live, Naughty, do you imagine seeing things where people that cut this is
no, no. But Sparky, before it even gets to that, we need to have some sort of like serious intervention, and we need to look at it from a Bahamian's first standpoint. For far too long, Bahamians have been displaced, and we need to get this thing right, where Bahamians don't lose their rights in their own country and get outnumbered in their own
not
country.
Any
however,
not,
though,
not any of that.
However, though, Sparky, God forbid we have a scenario like the DR, and we have some certain entities out there want to be political leaders, inciting that xenophobic race card, and they pushing it. And God forbid we have an incident like in the DR, how they deal with people at the border. We do not need lynchings. We do not need killings and burnings. We don't need that. That is not us.
But so, the thing is, it was told us maybe 5-10 years ago that a fella came on the TV one night and say, it's more us here than y'all now.
Yeah, the video of that is still floating around.
And they arrested that fella for an evening, and then they let him go the next day. And then the man also made a comment, y'all want a Colombian necktie? You know what a Colombian necktie is?
Take it easy, Sparky. We know what you're talking about, okay?
But you know what I'm saying is, Bahamians don't know what a Colombian necktie is.
Yeah, Sparky, but you don't elaborate. I think they've watched enough movies. I think they watched enough Scarface and Narcos to know what a Colombian necktie is. We ain't got to explain it to him. And you made your point, though. Good point. But we got to look at it in a scenario of cooler heads prevail. We got to look at this how, and look at it two or three steps down the road. As we take the steps and the precautions and make the adjustments to make this thing go with sense. Again, there's a minister for all of this, the Minister of Immigration. We need to address this. And I don't hear we rounded up 900. But X amount had work permits, but they were working outside of their work permits. Isn't that a breach or a violation of said work permit? You got one job. One job. Listen. You know you are right with me, Rose. All right? Rose, you are right with me. Okay? That's why we have a little care package for you down there now anyway, Rose. When you get it, you say, okay, it was way too big. But yeah, you was a little biggity today. That's why I saw that. You come right in. I texted him. I said, oh, Lord, she in lawyer mode today. No, sir. But we good. We good, man, Rose. You know you're all right with me. And you ain't got to throw that senior citizen card on me. All right? We good. Not, you know? Like the old people say, you're trying to throw lunas now. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
It's the Yankee himself.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Yankee?
Yeah, listen, I don't normally call to elaborate on headlines after the 5 o'clock hour.
Right, man.
But this matter is so pressing with respect to that situation and the way the Minister of Immigration addressed that. I mean, it's like every time. For now, 50 years since we got independent, all our Minister of Immigration does is defend migration. They never do anything substantive to alleviate this country of this mad problem that is going to lead to a disaster. And so that's why I'm so concerned. That's why I take this time to call during the sports hour.
Yeah, to make sure you get in. I know, and that ain't no problem.
Yeah. I'm very disappointed with the minister's response. Very, very disappointed. Very disappointed. Because we've been doing this for too long.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. That's why I keep saying it.
All right, my brother.
And I said it to say this. How many administrations have you seen that this situation has not been dealt with? And look where we are today.
All right, because like I said, this went way back as far as 1987, the last Minister of Immigration.
No, but call it back from when it first started and why it was started. You know, learn, just talk the history of this thing, especially in Abaco.
Yeah, but not even withstanding that, I get the Abaco history. I am talking about in 1987, we had immigration was under control, but we played politics with it and moved Loftus Roker. And subsequent to that, everything went haywire. Every single thing.
I feel you. A lot of people have said the same thing when it comes to Mr. Roker.
No, that's the fact. I lived that, Naughty. I lived through it.
And you haven't. And from then till now, you've seen the digression. You've seen it digress.
Yeah, and then when McCartney tried to do something some years ago, they pulled the rug out from under him, and that was it. That's,
yeah.
We are not concerned about the well-being of the Bahamas at all. We go to any land and breadth to defend anything that is foreign. Anybody come here foreign, our government, go to the extreme to defend them.
I
want to know who they represent.
And they got to give up on the welcoming with open arms without doing the proper background check so we don't end up in another SBF scenario. I appreciate you calling in, bro. Make sure I call in between 4 and 5, though. You ain't got to be bashful. You know you are right with me.
Take care, my brother.
All right, my brother. Be safe. All right. Hey, we gotta let Pearlie in. Pearlie in? All right. Listen, Pearlie, don't rush me, Pearlie, because you was MIA yesterday, Pearlie. Yeah. So don't be rushy today. And of course, you know, Mystery Dolphin called in the 4 o'clock. trying to slide in, buddy.
He leave me by myself. I talk about we can get you. I look back, looking for backup. He ain't there.
He's like finding Nemo, but he leave you. But listen here. I ain't gonna lie. He tried calling and answer the trivia. And he questioned was wrong. His answer was wrong too. But try sliding there talking about that. He'd been trying to call in, but he couldn't get it. You ever anything like that, Pearly?
Let me by myself, man. I get beat up by myself. Me by myself, I get ganked.
Use one tough dolphin bite. Use one tough dolphin bite. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. All right? You use one resilient dolphin. Let me get to the sports history out of the way real quick, and then me and you can chop it up, because we got plenty to talk about on the local scene. 1886, the Hockey Association was formed in England. This date is the birthday of modern field hockey. 1951, the NFL passed a rule that said that a tackle guard or center was not eligible to catch a forward pass. 1958, Willie O'Ree made his NHL debut with the Boston Bruins. He was the first black player to enter the league at the time. 1967, yes. The NHL had the All-Star game at midseason for the first time. 1969, Ted Williams was appointed manager of the Washington Senators. Oh, boy, this is a tough one here. In 1976, the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Dallas Cowboys 21-17 in Super Bowl 10. CBS
was... Why is it so fast? I didn't hear that. Say it again.
CBS telecast was viewed by an estimated 80 million people.
I didn't hear that. Say it again. What did you say? What happened in 76?
In 1976, the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Dallas Cowboys 21-17 in Super Bowl 10.
Why are you talking so... That was right in Miami, eh?
That's the microphone is dipping down. That's not me.
I was in Miami, right?
It might have been.
I actually was at that game.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
God, I hate you.
Me and my dad, Bradley Roberts, Lord rest his soul, and Frankie Wilson. I think Bismarck Coakley was there too.
Dear Jesus, but how you get to be in red shirt? No,
that was before I was in red shirt. Sorry. I was young. That's only 14 years ago.
The stuff you find out on a sports talk show, boy, I tell you. 1985, Mary Decker broke a world indoor record when she ran the women's 2,000-meter race in just under 5 minutes and 34 seconds. 1996, baseball owners unanimously approved interleague play for 1997. 1998, the Boston Celtics retired Robert Parrish's number 00, the Chief. Man, Chief was one of my favorite players, man. He's the only dude, I think, who ever shipped marijuana to himself while still playing. Remember that when he shipped marijuana to himself via FedEx?
Yeah, I remember that.
The Chief. All right, that's a wrap, man. On Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's check out the home court. All right, the local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And that meat whopper is off the chain. Get it with all the meat. Get it by itself or get it as a combo. Or get the plant-based variety as well. It's waiting for you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location for takeout and for drive-through and delivery with the Craven app. All right, we got two more signed with Major League programs, Earl. Athletes from Max D signed with the Marlins. Gator and Dean excited for the opportunity, looking to excel. Bahamian baseball players Daniel Gator and Breas Dean, both athletes for the Max D Sports Academy, signed with the Miami Marlins at Crypto Isle on East Bay Street last night. Shown from left to Max D president Greg Burrows and Dean and in the paper, that is. So big up to Greg Jr. and the crew. And they got another two
signed. There was another kid that signed too with the Marlins.
And that was from the previous batch. Recently as well.
Three. It was in the papers this morning.
And they signed three.
He's the two you just announced, and then there's a third one.
A third one. Yeah. From my elite. You're talking Jerron's guy, Jerron's prospect from my elite. These two are from Max D, and the other one who just recently signed is from I Elite. That's Jerron Sands' program.
Gennaro Miller?
Right. That's from...
He's like the number 16 prospect internationally at 17.
And then you got Sebas... oh, Lord. Walcott. Sebas Walcott just signed. He's number 8th international prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. Another I Elite kid.
Yes. This is good stuff, man. I really liking this.
Yeah, man. Moving to basketball, McCoy selected for NBA Academy Camp. Young Bahamian female basketball player Terrell McCoy Wright has been selected to participate in the 2023 NBA Academy Women's Camp, Latin America. The camp got underway on Monday and wraps up on Thursday in San Luis Potosí, Mexico. And then Jonquel Jones recently traded to the New York Liberty.
I gotta stop pulling for Connecticut now. Start pulling for
the Liberty. That's how that rolls.
Yeah, Now, D, I really going to pull for a New York team? I don't believe it.
Yeah. So there you go.
Okay.
Now it's pretty much dominating the local sports scene. Obviously, you know, sports getting back into discipline. You got basketball and the like starting back up, you know, in the local sports scene. So, yeah. And Sebastian's only 16 as well, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. I know the family well. I know the family well. From Warren Street.
Yeah, man. How you mean? Right there around the corner, his Uncle Kenny got the big garage and everything with all the trucks.
Right up from me, yeah.
One of the senior Priory crew, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, big up to that whole, you know, crew, man. They did a great job at that, man.
I was kind of worried that my coach that is making Tua, who's going to make Tua a great quarterback, you know, the pass game coordinator and quarterback coach, you know, Darrell Bevell turned down the stinking lousy Jets. He turned down the stinking lousy Jets.
Who, Darrell Bevell?
Darrell Bevell. He's to his coach. He's to his personal coach. Not personal, but he's the quarterback coach.
Yeah, but you got to look at the situation and how that pans out. He may end up somewhere else.
No. He has declined OC interviews with the Jets and the Commanders.
Okay, so they paid him enough money to stay put. So that means you're gonna bring Tua back.
Of course. No, that's already been said. He's QB1 next year. He's already been said.
Unless he rings his bell. Then it's Skylar Thompson.
Naughty. I like how you very confident. I get a pep in your step.
No. Earl, Earl, let me just tell you, I am just happy and grateful to see my Cowboys win a road game for the first time in 30 years, to advance to the divisional playoffs in a long time. I'm at house money right now. We're just happy to be on the same field with the San Francisco 49ers because they are really a good football team. They are really good on offense and defense. They're well coached.
I'm just so happy
that Dallas could get to be around such a great team like the 49ers.
Naughty,
and hopefully, we'll be lucky
Where
enough to give them a competitive game.
This is not Naughty I'm talking to. No.
Hey, listen, this is my story, and I'm sticking to it. You go see in the chat group today how I'm dealing with the 49er fans. All right, you remember Rasheed Wallace a couple of years back? Both teams played hard. Both teams played well. Good night. God bless. Well, it's my version of it. We're just lucky to be on the same field with a great team like the 49ers. Yeah. With a great coach like Shanahan. And such a storied franchise. And that's solid. Their defense is so solid that it covers up their weak back end. I'm just happy that Tony Pollard could be around such a great running back like McCaffrey.
All the way up to my knees
to see how it's done.
All the way up to my ankles.
I wish Cooper Rush was as good as Purdy. You know, I'm just saying. I'm just happy my Cowboys are there, man. It's such a rare opportunity. It's been so long. I'm just happy for us to be here, man.
Well, I think Gesicki's going to be gone in Miami. Yeah. I think he's going to be gone.
Where do you think he's leaving?
They're not going to pay him that kind of money.
He's out of there, bro.
He's out. He's gone.
Yeah. You're going to look for a team looking for a tight end in good shape.
He's a receiving tight end.
He hasn't been used the last couple of years in Miami. Let's be honest.
Not this year. Last year he was used a lot. This year he's not been used.
So
because Tyreek Hill take his catches.
Right, they kind of fading him out. So, yeah, let him go to a team that's in desperate need of a tight end.
And basically, that offense needs more of a blocking tight end than a catching tight end.
Yeah, he is a catching tight end now. He's not a blocker.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Pearly, we've covered the local scene. I guess we've got a slide to who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical. Big up to Tropical Gyros, both locations. Mackey and Rosetta open until 6, and out there in the West, R&D Plaza JFK open until 7, so be sure to check them out. Get your gyros on. Big up to Chef Carmen and the crew. We got Hackett is Jets OC candidate. Recently fired. Nathaniel Hackett recently fired from the Broncos.
A lot of coordinators aren't head coaches, you know.
No,
and he probably go right there and do a really good job.
Yep, the Jets are casting a wide net in their search for a new offensive coordinator, and they reportedly are giving a look at former head coach. According to ESPN's Diana Rossini, the Jets are conducting an interview Wednesday with Nathaniel Hackett, who didn't last a full year as Broncos head coach. He was fired December 26th. In addition to Hackett, the Jets have already conducted multiple interviews for that open OC position, offensive coordinator, ESPN's Rich Cimini. They've already talked to at least four candidates: Marcus Brady, former Colts OC, Darrell Bevell, Dolphins quarterback, pass game coordinator, who declined, Nick Saley of the Patriots, the tight ends coach, and Kevin Petullo, Eagles passing game coordinator. Hackett went 4-11 during his time in Denver. But again, I think he's another one who could be a good OC, but just a crappy head coach. What say you, Purdy?
I tell you, not every coordinator is a good head coach. And some head coaches make better coordinators. He'd probably be a damn good coordinator when he gets there.
Now, we're looking at getting out of the NFL for a second, and we're looking at the NBA. Now,
yeah. The
trade deadline is looming.
Yep.
But apparently they got some rumored trade targets that are really heating up. Okay?
Yeah.
Including Russell Westbrook being put back out there. Now, his name has been bandied about for months, and it remains in the rumor mill today. Just seemingly been on the trade block since he signed an extension for the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah.
Bojan Bogdanovic figures to his name to get called in a trade from the Pistons, possibly along with Nerlens Noel. And despite the Pacers' better-than-expected 2022-2023 campaign, deals involving Miles Turner and Buddy Hield probably shouldn't be ruled out either. So there's still going to be a chance for the Lakers to do this. Now,
Why? Listen, Purdy, listen.
As is the case with any rumors or trade rumors, all right, more picks or young players could be involved. Now, this is the general framework of some proposed trades that could get all of this done. The Lakers receive Miles Turner and Bogdan Bogdanovic. The Hawks receive Bogdan Bogdanovic, Buddy Hield, and Alex Burks. Detroit receives John Collins, Jalen Johnson, and Max Christie from the Lakers. The Pacers receive Russell Westbrook, who'll probably be bought out, Frank Kaminsky, a 2027 first-round pick, 2029 first-round pick from the Lakers. Now, if they go all in for LeBron, they're going to get Miles Turner and Bogdan Bogdanovic. And the Lakers are going to lose Russell Westbrook, Max Christie, and a 2027 first-round in 2020. All right, now they're still below 500. But if they add these guys to LeBron, who's averaging 37 a game, 9 rebounds, and 8 assists per game, they could be enough with AD and a couple of other pieces to get the Lakers a playoff push. What say you, Pearly?
They say leave the team as it is, ride it out, and make a move after the season.
When all them contracts come off the book.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Confuse this with that thing, it'll be crap. And then bringing them players don't guarantee us no run for a championship. It might guarantee us a 6 or 7 place finish, considering how far behind we are now.
I think we just ride this out.
If we make the playoffs good, we get a little run, and then we...
The sad thing about it is, Pearly, we're only a game and a half out of the 8th spot. You see what I'm saying?
So that's why I say leave it. Let this team ride it out.
And only two games and the 6th spot. So here we go. And in 2020, at 20 and 24, the Lakers are still there. Look at the Suns, 21 and 24. Blazers, 21 and 23. Timberwolves, 22 and 23. Jazz, 23 and 24. Clippers, 23 and 23. Warriors, 22 and 22.
Yeah.
All of that landscape right there is doable.
Yeah.
If the Lakers make a run, I could see why they're trying to push this all in. Now, are they able to beat the Pelicans, Grizzlies, and Nuggets? I doubt it. And possibly not even the Kings, because the Kings are playing some rarefied good ball this year at 24 and 18.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe they should.
I would leave the team the way it is. I would let that ride it out. Let them make a 7 or 8 finish. Get roll out in the first round. Give that person that first place finish, which is Ja Morant them. Let it run for their money. And then you move on, and next year you take that money you got. you build your team up, you sign who you can sign. If you got to make a move, you make your move, and you got what you got to do.
It's a lot of scenarios going on. A lot of scenarios.
I just sip my tea. That's all I do. Sip my tea and wait to see what happens.
So we'll see how it all plays out and pans out. Are we taking the first break there, Mr. Producer? We ain't taking the first break yet, right? We take the first break of this hour already? All right, so let's take it now. And on the flip side, we'll continue with the home court. And the Who's In and Who's Out, brought to you by Tropical Gyros. And I will get you into our picks for the night, too, in our pro sports. Talk some NFL. We got divisional playoff games, Pearly. Who you like, man? I think
so. I like the 49ers.
Let's go to the break.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has stood the test. Always. You're always covering me. J.S.J. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Play with Island Games,
we making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games,
we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gon' make your dreams come true.
We bips!
Young cars, last. Now everybody go to breakfast.
Shayo.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And we are into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:36 p.m. is the time. Now being joined by Pearly and by Peter Radio Rahim in the building. And don't forget, we got Rich Eisen taking us home with the final 10 today. And a good topic of conversation from Rich today, fellas. The upcoming battle for AFC supremacy over the next decade. Who's it going to be, Burrow, Mahomes, or Josh Allen? I'm interested in the tidbits from...
What happened to people, or what happened to Trevor Lawrence?
Concussion protocol.
Here too long.
Peter, don't start today, Peter.
Bring it.
You got a number one pick, and y'all sitting there don't know what y'all want to do with your number one pick.
Bring it. Bring it. Y'all Miami Sardines, what's going on?
Pearly, this is pure misery like company. You hear the bear guy got something to say now that you're out. Now he feels like he got like company. Let him know.
He got all kind of nice things to say to Miami Pride that now he changed his thought.
But
the bottom line
is, let him know you're not
irresponsible.
Hold on, but wait a minute.
Earl
doesn't care about Tua because he wanted a man to go out there with 3 concussions about to turn his brain into jelly. I think the Miami Dolphins, Earl listened to the show yesterday. He heard I spoke very highly of the Miami Dolphin organization and very highly of how they played against Buffalo. Hold on. And I said, you should trade for Jimmy G. I said that, trade for Jimmy G. And you could purr right along. You'd be fine. But you can't put a man out there again. I don't care what Tua's clearly an idiot. Because, dude, you 3 concussions. It's not a good idea.
You're a doctor?
No, but I played the sport, so I know what it's like.
Hold on, wait a minute.
No, no, that's fine. Artie, how about we take Earl out to D.W. Davis? I got some boys from the pros and the Jets. They can line up, give Earl a concussion, and then he can come back in a month, sorry, in a week, get another concussion. Tell me if you think you should be playing next year.
How many snaps on the center did you take to, like, say that, you know, you've been in a position like Tua?
I said, I did not say I had a position like Tua.
You said you played the game. Okay, I just wanted to, okay, we good. Purdy. My whole thing about it is two things. First and foremost, Peter, I appreciate you busting the chops today. That's what you do when you're in the loser lounge. But Earl's team made the playoffs, then lost. He's in a better section of the loser lounge than you. I just want to let you know that. I didn't know that y'all got participation trophies,
but that's great. I guess you can prove that for those of you, LeBron James, because we've got participation trophies, right?
For those of you, how much ratings you got?
That's all that matters.
So you ready to stop Mr. Verbal Diarrhea and let us get a word in edgewise? Jesus.
It's like someone said the Valley said, hey, the Valley, I'm like, we lost. The Valley lost as a Sox and we lost too. One family win. Oh, we beat y'all. I said, but you still lost.
But Peter, all right, I get the point of last to lose and so on and so forth. But you were hella quiet. And now today, boy, you feel like you got company.
When was I ever quiet?
No, I mean, you wasn't as boisterous on the Dolphins and on the Bears. You was mellow. You was cool.
When was I ever quiet?
Let me ask the question.
You were not as boisterous as you are today.
These fellas playing football for two reasons, to win a ring and to be paid, right? Am I correct?
Correct.
So don't you get extra money for a playoff game?
Correct.
So my Dolphins get extra money, and there's people sitting in the nosebleed seating get crap, right?
Exactly, and I'm finally glad that you admit that you played for championships and to win the game.
You can tell me I don't win no ring, but my players get extra money.
You ain't getting paid extra. You ain't getting paid extra being a Dolphin fan because y'all made the playoffs. So who cares? Doesn't matter. I'm saying for y'all to make extra stuff. Y'all can't put two on the field.
That's your comeback, Peter. Oh my goodness.
It's an absolute fact. So take it however you want to. The fact is, I still stand by it. You cannot put Tua back on the field next year. You need to put somebody else out there.
Now, Purdy, I get the point that he's not a doctor, right? But Peter did play the game, all right? So I see it from both sides here. But honestly, I think there's a deep passion for two. I think maybe that they look alike a little bit or whatnot. And I think Beige Brothers sticking together.
I don't want the young man to end up like a vegetable, like Muhammad Ali. It don't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. You know, I don't want anyone to end up like that. So, dude, you had 3 concussions in, what, 10 games? Maybe you should go into coaching or something else.
See, Earl, I was about to say, I think Peter's passionate about him not playing, which he just proved again.
I don't know if he's any relation to Earl Thompson, but Thompson, for the quarterback for the Dolphins, played a fantastic game, an absolutely fantastic game.
So, Peter, where you get that he had 3 concussions? He had 2 concussions.
Let's see. He had 1 concussion against...
No. Look it up and tell me what you read. Tell me what you read.
One and the Thursday night game.
You say he had 3 concussions.
Against the Bills.
The doctors say he had 2.
Miami Dolphin coaching staff said that the concussion in the game, and after the concussion, they believe it happened. He went 1 of 7 with 4 interceptions. So, and then they held him out. So, if he didn't have a 3rd concussion, then why was he held out? And he had to be medically cleared by 3 doctors to play. So, if he didn't have a 3rd concussion, why didn't he play in the playoff game? What was his knee hurting? Was his back hurting? Nothing else.
Well,
what else could it possibly be? Like, I don't understand where we're going on with this. He had to be medically cleared by 3 doctors to come to play in the game. So this revisionist history it doesn't make sense.
But if we want to have it for context and keep it in proper connotation, Tua has been diagnosed with 2 confirmed concussions this season and a 3rd concerning blow to the head on Christmas against the Packers. Nonetheless, he's listed as having 2 concussions, a 3rd concerning blow to the head. Obviously, he's got some neurological issues. He has to have them dealt with. If he goes to specialists and they clear him to play football, then let him play football. But at the end of the day, I understand where you're coming from, Peter, as far as keeping athletes healthy, because we've seen too many athletes with CTE and neurological disorders post their NFL career with a very poor quality of life. Now, let's hear from Pearly. Give him the form. Don't cut him off. What you got for us there, Pearly?
Listen, I don't say what I had to say, you know. He's not a doctor. The doctors who are paid thousands, millions, hundreds of thousands of dollars will pay. And if he's not healthy, he will not be in the lineup next year. If he's healthy, he'll be. Y'all acting like he's the only player that had multiple concussions. And he ain't
This is true. You've had several players with multiple concussions return after time off and rest in an offseason. Go ahead, Peter.
There's these same awesome professionals which are like highly paid, right? And we allowed them to play in the Thursday game after the Sunday game, right?
They were fired.
They did. So what? So they made a mistake, right? You make it seem like they're Jesus, like they're infallible. They made a mistake. So then they can make another mistake, right? And they don't care because they're going to go home to their kids. They're fine. They got to worry about it. It's not their head on the chopping
block. What are you running on with? Those doctors don't worry. This is a new head.
If you would listen to what I am saying, and you're not listening. I'm saying whether the doctor is wrong or not, it doesn't matter because he's fine. He's going to go home to his wife and kids. He's fine or she's fine. Right? But two is going to, if they're wrong, but two are back out
Peter,
there.
You're talking like you're an expert and you know so much.
We're not talking about an expert. The experts who you clearly have 100% faith in made a mistake. You just admitted they got fired. What if they make another mistake?
They're not there to make another mistake.
All right.
They are not there to make another mistake. Simple.
They made a mistake the first time. So all right.
But they're not there to make a second one. They're fired.
Hey, when I'm not going to make the mistake of letting you two go back and forth about this enough. Both of you made your points. We got to get some picks in from the NBA tonight, but there's a couple other things we need to talk about that's come up on the radar from the NFL. One being out of Arizona, GM to decide on Hopkins' future shortly. He may be cut or he may be traded out of Arizona. So that would be a top-notch receiver on the market for next season. Landing in the right spot can have a solid contribution to a contender.
Maybe a fifth-round pick.
No, he'll probably get more than a fifth-round pick.
It's not going to be much He's due what? Earl, do you know how much he's owed? Is he owed like $30 million?
The Raiders. Probably.
It's some insane number.
The Raiders. Yeah. And, of course, one other team that's popping up on the radar now. Quarterback that's popping up. Interested in two potential quarterbacks. Tom Brady. They want to speak with him. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers. They're possibly interested in doing a trade for Aaron Rodgers to get to the Raiders.
Did they watch Tom Brady's last game? I'm just so curious.
Listen, Tom Brady looks very long in the tooth. And I want him to stay retired because then in the history books, it will always say that the team who sent him home to the showers with a big fat L for the last time, who retired him, was the Dakota Rain Prescott-led Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs.
And it was a hell of a team. It was a much better roster than the Bucks. Earl, I know you agree with that. The Dallas Cowboys had a better roster than the Bucks, but still being that, Dallas played a hell of a game. But I don't want to see it end in a concussion or some horrible injury. And that's what I'm looking for. Dude, you got nothing left to prove. Leave. Something else with your life.
What about the potential of him landing in Miami? Has that rumor heated up anymore?
That would never happen. Or is that dissipated?
All right.
That would never happen.
Let's check out.
Speaking of Miami, I hear Sean Payton's looking for work.
Indeed. Let's check out a couple of. We'll talk about that tomorrow because we're going to get in depth with the NFL playoffs and the divisional round.
You spend so much time on my Dolphins. Let's talk about your Bears. Y'all can trade.
Are you going to trade
Justin Fields?
Yes.
Are you going to trade in a
trade who? The Bears are not trading Justin Fields. Absolutely not. It came back that the entire press conference is very clear. He believes in Justin Fields. He said Justin Fields is our guy. He has to work on passing, which he does. And moving forward, he has to improve. Yes, he said it. What happened is that one statement was taken and said, this is what he already did. He said many things. He praised Justin Fields endlessly in the entire press conference.
All right, but we got to get
trade the number one so pick. That's not,
but they will trade the number one pick. The Colts, four. They want to offer Pittman. I've heard that Pittman's on the blitz. I'm going to offer Nelson. Pittman, a first-round pick, a second-round pick. I don't believe the Bears are going to get a first-round pick next year because it's not a great quarterback class. It's not. It's just not. Maybe the possible trade all the way down to Carolina. They send their edge rusher, but you don't know. But Carolina has the ammo because, remember, the trade depicts from the McCaffrey trade. They got second, third, and fourth for the McCaffrey trade. So they got the ammo to say, hey, Bears, come take the ninth pick. We'll take number one pick, and we'll give you nine second round, we got, third
listen,
round,
we
and
got
fourth round picks.
A lot of time to talk about the draft coming up over the next couple of weeks because, you know, it's going to be in our face.
Oh, yeah.
Got some games on tap tonight, but I suggest that you play and bet on responsibly with the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. And, of course, check out the sportsbook. It is off the chain. 7:30 tip-offs. You got the Wizards and the Knicks, Hawks and the Mavericks. 8 o'clock games. You got the Hornets and the Rockets. And then, of course, later on tonight, you got the 8 p.m. games, the Cavs and the Grizzlies, the Heat and the Pelicans. And the Jazz at 9, Timberwolves and Nuggets at 10, and Lakers and the Kings at 10:30. So you got a good lineup of basketball tonight in the NBA. And, of course, tomorrow we'll get into our NFL divisional matchups. You know, 8 teams left, 4 big games. We'll break them all down tomorrow, who we like, and, of course, we'll do our picks on Friday. I want to thank you guys for chiming in.
Wait, can I say one thing? Can I get 1 minute?
You better do it fast because we got to get to the break and we got to get the clip playing at the end. So let's go.
Okay, real quick. This question came from the gym this morning. If you were to do a Space Jam 3, who would be in it? Because we feel that since Space Jam 2 was such a disaster, you got to do a 3 to redeem it.
Ja Morant and a hologram of Kobe Bryant with a cameo by Allen Iverson. Does that sound good to you, Pearly?
What about Space Jam Euro Edition, and you put in Djokovic and the kid from Dallas?
Let's not and say we did. Mr. Producer, take me to the break. Peter, we pick this up tomorrow, man. Rich Eisen going to take us home today. We see y'all tomorrow on Talking Heads.
Don't cast, last. Now everybody go to breakfast.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
More out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Last.
This is the 20th playoff season that I've covered with NFL Network. We turned 20 years old as a network this coming November. First time I met you, Mike.
Yes,
probably
Rich.
The first day I walked in the door.
Yes.
Mike, who's that guy from Jersey? Seems like I've known him forever.
Your beautiful wife, Susie, for a couple years.
That's true. That's right.
But I had met you and been like, up the other
That's
half.
Right.
Wait a minute. Another guy who knew Susie before you?
Oh, yeah.
She was like... She knew people.
She did know people. I appreciate you finishing the sentence. That
way. I
don't know where he's going with that.
Oh, you know I wasn't going anywhere negative. She's watching. I'm not stupid.
Okay. But at any rate, yes, 20 years ago, coming November is when we started NFL Network. And it was the year where the Patriots beat DeLome and the Panthers in the Super Bowl. And that was our first Super Bowl that we covered. And then Brady won. With the Patriots against the Eagles the next year. And we're like, oh, back-to-back. Huh. Isn't that amazing?
That's cool.
I know. It's a rarity, and had no idea it would be the last time we've seen it. And we won't see it again this year. As you know, the Rams didn't even make the tournament. But one thing that we are seeing that kind of has me feel like it's unprecedented, or we're beginning to see more unprecedented times or rare occurrences of greatness is the AFC playoff picture. For the second straight year, we have Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow making the divisional round in the AFC. And it just reminded me of the time when we first went on the air and the Final Four that we first covered for the AFC divisional round was Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger. And I did quite a bit over the last, you know, 15, 20 years and while they were still playing. We saw it repeated quite a bit over the following 10, 15 years. And the fourth quarterback would kind of get swapped out. One of the three wouldn't make it on occasion. And as a matter of fact, Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow making it 2 years in a row, the last time the AFC Final Four playoff field had three of the same quarterbacks in it in back-to-back years was 20. I was looking this up if you saw me doing some diligent work prior to the show. Was 2015 and 2016 when Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, and Alex Smith made it back-to-back years. And it's been a while since that happened, as I've mentioned, from 2016 to the present day. And we're seeing who's going to be the fourth quarterback in. For instance, when Brady, Peyton, and Ben made it in the first year we went on the air in the 2003 season that we covered, and it was in 2004, Brady, Peyton, Ben, you know who the other quarterback in was? The San Diego Chargers sent Drew Brees into that mix. How about that? When our first playoffs that we covered, didn't think, oh, those are four first ballot Hall of Famers that are going to be playing together. Ben was a rookie, 2004 to 2005. And how about them apples? But Brady, Peyton, and Ben made it the final the next year after that. Brees out, Jake Plummer in. You see what I'm saying? The following year, Brady and Peyton made it. Brees out, Phillip in, Big Ben out, Steve McNair made it. Next year, Brady, Peyton, and Phillip made it again. David Garrard made it for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Next year, Ben and Rivers made it, but Peyton out, Flacco in, Garrard out, Kerry Collins in. So it kind of would be just like a rotation. Last year, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Tannehill made it. This year, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Trevor Lawrence making it.
That could be the four for a while.
And that's just the sort of stuff that I'm sitting here and thinking about. Like, yeah. Herbert almost made it. It would have been Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, and Herbert. And you'd have said, I think that's the way it's going to be for a while.
Yep.
But from 2019 and 2020, it was Mahomes and Allen. By the way, Allen made it for the first time in 2020. Lamar made it in back-to-back years. 2019 and 2020. In 2020, it was Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, and Baker Mayfield were your final four in the AFC. But my point is kind of what you just picked up there, Chris, is we're seeing at the top of the AFC a trio of quarterbacks that I think we're going to see play for the right to play for the AFC championship to come. Mahomes and Allen have made it together 3 years in a row. And the last time that happened was Brady and Ben made it 3 years in a row from 2015, 2016, and 2017. And we remember we were sitting there thinking, when Brady and Peyton Manning retire, who's going to take over the AFC? Really? Is it going to be as good as this every year? Well, there's a third man, and his name is Joe Burrow. Is Allen like the, if Mahomes is the Brady and Allen is the Peyton Manning of the equation, is Burrow like the Big Ben of the equation here? You know what I mean? Like, he's certainly the AFC North entry, which has changed from Ben. Flacco, by the way, made it many years in a row. 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12. And 14. Flacco was there a lot, taking on Brady quite a bit.
Yeah, nice run for Joe.
And there's Burrow, Lamar, and obviously, you know, Big Ben for a while. and maybe Pickett in future years, and we'll see what Deshaun Watson does. His only time in the final four of the AFC was 2019. As you know, he had the lead on Mahomes, and then the Texans blew that. But my point is, we're seeing some unprecedented changing of the guard in a way that, you know, it's going to be kind of tough, barring injury, to see if the game of musical chairs, that fourth chair is up for grabs. Herbert had a chance to get it. Trevor took it this year.
Yeah.
Tannehill got it last year because the Titans had the one seed. He just got right in, and they got one and done by Burrow. The dance card's filling up in the AFC, which is, again, why you got to go get that quarterback. Why, you know, we'll see if Miami goes and gets Brady and says, screw it, you know. Let's just get him at age 46, because Brady's name is all over my notebook, obviously, from the AFC.
And that's kind of where I was going to – I've been just thinking about, like, a little Wednesday, what's more likely. So the trio of Ben, Peyton, and Tom in the AFC, when Tom was in the AFC, won 10 Super Bowls. Like, if I give you 9.5 for the Super Bowls of Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow over the length of their careers, like, do they get there? Do they get half?
You're shaking your head.
I mean, winning the Super Bowl is hard work. That's a hard thing to do.
Which makes the six that Tom won just unbelievable. How about this? Do those three get to Brady's six? Allen, Mahomes, and Burrow.
Tom's an anomaly.
I can't imagine that they wouldn't. I mean, Mahomes needs one more to get everyone the third of the way there.
Right.
But they are going to keep knocking each other off.
That
right.
And the fact that statistically speaking, the other two franchises have never won a Super Bowl.
Let's also say
Pat's never won a Super Bowl till Brady.
That's true.
There.
Let's just point this out as well, that one of these three is going to prevent the other from going.
Okay? Every single year.
Every year.
One of these three is going to prevent potentially the other two from going.
Right.
Every year. Last year it was Burrow who got in and got Tannehill, drew Tannehill, while Mahomes and Allen drew each other. This year, Mahomes draws Trevor while Burrow and Allen draw each other. And you keep seeing this. I think we're going to see this play out. And so one is going to prevent the other two from going. And then the NFC could prevent that getting it just like last year.
And how many times did that happen where the Patriots beat the Steelers in the playoffs and the Colts beat the Patriots and Patriots beat the Colts? Like, how many times that happened with Ben, Peyton, and Tom?
It just so happened that there was one guy who got through, then beat the NFC team and put a ring on his finger six times, and then did it once in the NFC too.
That's ridiculous.
So I know it is. It is when you think about it. But this is the stuff that I'm thinking about, that we're seeing this play out in the AFC now.
Kind of fun.
And it's something to think about, because I truly, definitely, without a doubt, had these conversations when I was host of NFL Total Access from 2003, when we first came on the NFL Network, to 2011. And then on Game Day Morning as the host there from 2011 till now, when Brady and Peyton are gone, who's going to take over the mantle in the AFC? And there's three guys. And then there's a true shot of who's the fourth, from Herbert to Trevor Lawrence this year to Lamar Jackson, whenever we find out if there's smoke or fire in Baltimore, right? Could it be, you know, for a while you thought it could be Tua this year? Deshaun Watson again in Cleveland? Can it be one of these young quarterbacks that has just been drafted?
Could it be someone who eventually is the Jets QB, because you guys have some talent on that squad?
Well, that's my hope and belief. And in the NFL, you can go from worst to having a seat at this table.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good evening, Bahamas. You're tuned into the Guardian News Network.